This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Suicide not suspected in the mysterious death of Los Angeles Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs. The 27-year-old found dead in his North Texas hotel room yesterday afternoon. Details remain sketchy, but investigators have also ruled out foul play. The Angels were to face the Texas Rangers in a four-game series opener last night. Instead, fans turned out for a vigil.
I just watch them out there doing what they love to do, and he's so young.
The Border Patrol says it's investigating what it calls disturbing social media activity by U.S. Customs and Border Protection workers. A ProPublica report yesterday said the group has about 9,500 members who have been joking online about migrant deaths, and they've made comments and posts about Latino members of Congress visiting detention centers. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
A California gun rights group is challenging a new gun law in the state. The group is called the Cal Guns Foundation and Firearms Policy Coalition, taking issue with the state's new law that bans the sale of firearms to people under age 21. The group's filed a lawsuit saying people over the age of 18 are adults who have legal rights to own pistols and rifles. NASA making a move towards putting astronauts back on the moon, calling this morning's three-minute test of an abort system from the Orion spacecraft a success.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ignition.
The Orion's the capsule designed to carry astronauts to orbit around the moon. The test flight took off at 7 a.m. Eastern Time today. Author E. Jean Carroll's book that claims President Trump sexually assaulted her goes on sale today, and this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Democratic presidential hopeful Pete Buttigieg is in Chicago today, in town for the final day of the Rainbow Push Coalition's annual convention. Earlier in the events, former Vice President Joe Biden and Senators Elizabeth Warren and Amy Klobuchar spoke, as did U.S. Representative Tulsi Gabbard. And yesterday, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio attended and spoke at a women's luncheon associated with that Push convention, and he spoke about changes that had been made in New York to policing policies.
There were 150,000 fewer arrests than 5 years earlier. 150,000 fewer arrests, and we got safer. If you want to end mass incarceration, don't arrest people to begin with who don't need to be arrested.
The leader of Mexico says he wants to do away with his nation's army, President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador saying if it were up to him, he would disband the army and put national security in the hands of the country's newly formed National Guard. And Apollo 11 moon landing videotapes could net someone about $2 million. A former NASA intern, Gary George, paid $217 for the tapes at a government surplus auction in the 70s. Now they're expected to be the biggest draw at a new auction on July 20th, the 50th anniversary of the moon landing. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, so much of that purpose really begins with our history and understanding what our founding fathers intended for us. I mean, here we are, looking straight ahead. It's a 4th of July, a celebration of Independence Day. Such rich history and so much to understand, Bill Federer, that, our kids and I would say many citizens today have just taken for granted, have they not?
Well, they really have, and you don't appreciate the 4th of July until you see the history of the world. In other words, I've mentioned it before, but the most common form of government in world history is a king. They go by different names, Pharaoh, Caesar, Kaiser, Sultan, Tsar, Genghis Khan, Attila the Hun. And as the centuries go on, the kingdoms get bigger because with military advancements, you can kill more people. Iron stronger than bronze and phalanx, spears and scimitars, swords and gunpowder. But it's all that fallen nature of Cain killing Abel. Right. So
yes.
Instead of using a rock to kill, you use, a weapon that, and wherever a king is, it's a hierarchical system. If you're friends with the king, you're more equal. If you're not friends with the king, you're less equal. If you're an enemy of the king, you're a slave or you're dead. It's called treason. Mm-hmm. And so it's this pyramid structure to society, and it keeps getting bigger because there's this global desire for a one-world government, and it goes all the way back to that Cain, Cain, and Abel. That
exactly.
St. Augustine called it libido dominandi, the lust to dominate.
And so you put
some babies in a playpen, one takes the rattle from the others. You put some kids on a playground, one's the bully hog and the ball. Anyway, So the King of England was the most powerful king on the planet. The sun never set on the British Empire. He had all of India, which is a quarter of the world's population right there. Australia, amazing. New Zealand, Hong Kong, British Guyana, Canada, and America. And America's founders decided they did not like this globalist king telling us what to do, so they flipped it and made the people the king. So it's a polarity change in the flow of power. Instead of top down,
we're talking the original Brexit here, right?
Original Brexit, I like it.
Right.
And so instead of it being some huge government bureaucracy appointing all the judges, deciding who gets promotions and who gets jobs and everybody, for the king, you had to take the oath of supremacy. What's that? All the way back to 1535. You had to acknowledge the king as the head of the church. Of all things spiritual and ecclesiastical, as well as civil, you had to acknowledge the king was the head of the... And the king decided what you were going to believe. And if you didn't believe the way the king did, it was treason, and you would get burnt at the stake. And in England, they had the Star Chamber. If you had five people meeting in your home without approval of the king, they would bust into the house, arrest everybody, drag you before the, this room had stars on the ceiling, so they called it the Star Chamber. Mm-hmm. But they would twist your arm and cut your ear off and even brand you on the face as a heretic and put you in the pillory in the middle of town with, you know, those stocks. And so it was a corporal punishment. And so when the founders fled to America, you know, I go through it in one of my books called The Treacherous World of the 16th Century. You had the Europe being the chessboard, and for all practical purposes, you're Asia. And so that's Europe, the Middle East, all the way to Asia. And from the beginning of time, they would fight wars. You know, you'd have Alexander the Great going from west to east, and you'd have the Persians going from east to west, and then Genghis Khan conquers from Korea to Hungary to Russia, kills 30 million people, Genghis Khan. And so that was the chessboard, as well as North Africa. The Sahara Desert was sort of this band that, that very few went south of the Sahara Desert. But that was the chessboard. America was this afterthought. It was like this wild no man's land. And all the colonies, other than Spain and the gold from Central and South America, North America, it really didn't produce anything. You know, what, beaver skins, that's nice. Tobacco, that was nice. But but really, it wasn't this. And so it was a loser. These colonies like Virginia, they had 500 people die with malaria, Indian attacks, and starvation. And so for the king, King of England, it was sort of like, as long as you don't bother me and cost me money, you can sort of do whatever you want. And so the Americans had 150 years of practicing self-government. And but then the second biggest power in the world was France. And France had claimed everything west of the Appalachians, you know, Canada, the Louisiana Territory. It was encroaching south on what Spain had. And so we break out into the Seven Years' War, or the French and Indian War, and this, England won. And so France lost everything all the way to the Mississippi River. And so, the British are consolidating their gains, and they have a bunch of troops that they want to leave on, in the colonies, for just in case, there's another, French and Indian uprising, but there's no barracks. And so they decide to leave their troops in the homes of Americans. That means that the British soldiers come up to your door and they come in your house and they eat at your table, sleep in your bed, and you got to live in the attic or the barn.
Right.
And so this is called quartering. Mm-hmm. And so a bunch of Americans don't like this. And besides, the soldiers would make advances on the young girls. Mm-hmm. And they were Anglican, and you were probably Congregationalist or Quaker or, you know, Baptist or something other than Anglican. And so they look down upon you. And so a mob gathers in the streets of Boston, and they're pelting rocks at the British soldiers. And there's a command to point the guns at them, and there's confusion because some of the soldiers said they heard, "Hold your fire." But some of the other soldiers said they heard fire.
That's all they heard was fire.
They fire into the mob. They kill five and injure a bunch of others. One of them was Crispus Attucks, the first black patriot that was killed. And so this is causing the tensions to heat up between the colonies and the mother country. And then you have the Boston Tea Party. The East India Company was losing money, so the British king gives a monopoly, and they begin to squeeze the colonies economically. And then we have the Boston Tea Party, where we throw a bunch of tea off the ships into the Boston Harbor. The king's not happy. He decides to blockade the harbor and punish the entire city. And so now it's heating up even more. The British are bringing over troops. And then the troops are marching toward Lexington and Concord. And they want to take their guns, and that's when you had the Lexington Green. This is in front of a church, and all the church members, their pastor, Jonas Clark, had trained them to stand up for their rights, and the Americans are on one side, the British soldiers are on the other, and the question is forever going to be there, who fired first? But nevertheless, the Americans hold their ground. And the British fire a couple times, and a bunch of Americans die. This green, their houses are around us. So these guys are right. Falling up on the steps of their house and dying.
Hey, Bill, we've got to go to break, so we're going to hit the pause button. Nationally known speaker, best-selling author, president of Amerisearch, my good friend Bill Fetter is with us. We're revisiting the history of America and all that we have to celebrate this 4th of July. Thank you for joining us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you're so inclined, drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. No, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. CNOT programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note. Blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally. At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bill Martinez.
Hey, sweet, like us fresh
Man Independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. My good friend Bill Fetter continues with us. Nationally known speaker, best-selling author, president of Amerisearch, and, of course, founder and proprietor of the American Minute. Of course, lucky for us, we get more than a minute of Bill's genius and his incredible memory and historical documentation here. I hope you've been taking notes, ladies and gentlemen, because look at he's in the classroom here. We're taking notes. Get ready. Get your number two Ticonderoga pencil all sharpened up and ready to go as we delve into part two. Bill, just a real quick sidebar before we pick up from where we left off. 4th of July, what do you and the family do for 4th of July?
Well, our kids are all grown, so it's just my wife and I. Probably get something fun to eat, but not anything as exciting like what used to be when our kids were little.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was sharing with someone else is that I'm picking up on the tradition that Charles Krautheimer had shared. Actually, his son Daniel shared it, is that what they do, what his dad would do on 4th of July, get all the friends around, and at some point in the party, they would read the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, just pass it around, read the segments and, you know, share it, and it just was a real special moment. And I thought, wow, how cool. I love that idea, so I'm borrowing that from Charles Krautheimer. We're so, you know, a gang of us will be together, and so I think it really brings some purpose to, you know, the 4th of July celebration, what it's all about, to remember that, look at, in the midst of, you know, as you've been laying out here, you had all these ideas, and it's not like, you know, 100% of the founding fathers agreed on everything about the Declaration of Independence and Constitution, that there was still that dynamic tension and people wondering, you know, could this actually happen? Could we do something different? As you say, from day in memoriam, it's all been about the king and whatever you want to call him. The king has been the one, and even though we have a president today, this is where the pyramids kind of got turned upside down a little bit because of the political dynamics in our country. It's still good to be close to the king or the president of the United States, that there is some favor. And if you don't have favor with the king or the president, you can find yourself in jail like Dinesh D'Souza and others that we know.
Right. Well, when you understand at the time that America was breaking away from the King of England, the whole world was kings. You had Chinese emperors. In India, you had Maharajas, and then you had the British taking over India with Warren Hastings. And then you had the African chieftains, and you had the King of Spain, King of France, King of Austria. You did have the Dutch Republic, which was basically seven provinces that teamed up to break away from Spain. They had a little bit, but they still had a stadtholder who was sort of a constitutional monarch. But the whole world was basically kings, Japanese kings, and Indonesia. And so what America was doing was really unique, and the founders understood this. And so when you have the country breaking away from the King of England, the most powerful king on the planet, they rush a copy of the Declaration out to George Washington. Now fast forward, he's in New York now, and the harbor fills up with 400 ships, 32,000 British troops. The cannon power and the arms on these ships is the largest amount ever assembled at one spot. We are breaking away from the most powerful king on the planet, after all. And so that's when the Continental Congress does two things. One, they have a day of fasting and prayer. We earnestly recommend 17th of May, 1776, to be observed as a day of humiliation, fasting, and prayer, that we may with united hearts confess and bewail our manifold sins, sincere repentance, amendment of life, and through the merits of Jesus Christ, obtain his pardon and forgiveness.
Wow.
So day of fasting and prayer. Then,
I don't think we'd pray that prayer today, would we? Sadly.
Isn't that amazing? It's the same Continental Congress that 2 months later does the Declaration of Independence. Yeah. We all know it did the Declaration. We don't realize that just 2 months before, they have a day of fasting and prayer through the merits and mediation of Jesus Christ.
Mm.
Anyway, they rush a copy of the Declaration out to George Washington. He has it read to his troops. The Declaration mentions God four times. The laws of nature and of nature's God. All men are created equal and endowed by their creator, appealing to the supreme judge of the world and with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence. Four times they mention God. The second time, I want to highlight, all men are created equal. The King of England did not believe all men were created equal. He believed he was created a little extra special, right? It's the divine right of kings. God chose me to be the king. Right. I'm his lieutenant, and I dispense his power and authority to all these lowly creatures, I believe. So we conveniently bypass the king. Instead of creator king people, it's creator to the people.
Yes.
It says that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. It's not the king getting endowed and he dispenses it. So that's the revolutionary part of our government. Make America great again. It's great because you get to be your own king.
Exactly.
And then the word citizen means co-king. We're all co-kings of America. And,
right.
And so when somebody protests the flag, what they're saying is, I don't want to be the king anymore. Anyway, so here we are in New York. Washington reads the declaration, and the British are about to attack. But instead, they find a loyalist. What's that? That's somebody who lives in America, but they're not loyal to America. They're loyal to the enemy, the King of England. I know it's hard for us to imagine you could have somebody living in America that's not loyal to America, but they had these back then.
Right.
So this loyalist shows the British where to land far away from the American position in Brooklyn Heights, and they march all night long through Jamaica Pass, and they attack George Washington from behind on August 27th, 1776, kills 3,000 Americans. It's the biggest battle of the entire Revolutionary War. Only 300 British die, and Washington is totally taken by surprise. The guards that were in Jamaica Pass, it was so quiet, all the ships were in the harbor, they hear troop movements. They assume it's Americans. They ride down and say, yeah, it's been pretty quiet tonight. How are you guys doing? They look over, they're British soldiers.
Oh.
So the guards that are supposed to warn Washington are captured. So he's taken by surprise. These men are killed. Anyway, he looks up the hill during the fight and sees the brave Maryland regiment, 400 young guys. They charge six times directly into the British lines. They all get killed, but they buy time. But Washington sees them and says, good God, what brave fellows I've lost this day. Anyway, the sun goes down. And now Washington's in a real dilemma. He's pinned up against the water at the East River, and out in the harbor are those 400 British ships. He's got 10,000 British troops waiting to finish him off the next day. He does something. He begins to get every boat he can find and ferry his troops across the East River from Brooklyn Heights to Manhattan Island. And he's bringing troops and horses and cannons and supplies and everything. And the East River is like glass. It's really smooth. Mm-hmm. But out where the British ships are, it's a nor'easter. The wind is really turbulent. He's moving them all, and then the sun starts to come up. And he has only moved half of his troops. Mm-hmm. And the other half's waiting in line to get on boats. They're not ready to fight. Mm-hmm. And so it's really a bad situation. But then his chief of intelligence, Major Ben Talmadge, writes, as the dawn of the next day approached, those of us who remained in the trenches became very anxious for our own safety. And when the dawn appeared, there were several regiments still on duty. At this time, a very dense fog began to rise off the river, and it seemed to settle in a peculiar manner over both encampments. I recollect this peculiar providential occurrence perfectly well, and so very dense was the atmosphere, excuse me, that I could scarcely discern a man at 6 yards distance. Mm. We tarried until the sun had risen, but the fog remained as dense as ever. So Washington continues to move his troops. He's on the last boat that leaves around noon. The fog lifts, the British charge. No one's there. It was the last chance the British had to capture the entire American army.
Wow. Amazing.
Anyway.
Bill, we got about a minute left here. I'm going to let you summarize it and take us into 4th of July.
Well, so we did a book. It's called Miracles in American History, and it has dozens of these stories capturing, you know, Benedict Arnold's about to betray West Point and so forth. But it's important for us to remember that, again, the King of England dictated everything about everybody's life. America's founders flipped it and made you the king.
Yes.
You get to decide where you want to live, who you want to marry, what food you want to eat, what clothes you want to wear, what church you want to go to. You get to make these decisions. And then collectively, we are the King of America. And so it's important for us to realize it's not just a responsibility, but it's a blessing, and we have to get involved.
Well, we are commanded.
AmericanMinute.com,
we the people. Yeah, exactly. Say again, the website is?
AmericanMinute.com.
Bill Federer, best-selling author. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it. Happy 4th. Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLive.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Suicide not suspected in the mysterious death of Los Angeles Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs. The 27-year-old found dead in his North Texas hotel room yesterday afternoon. Details remain sketchy, but investigators have also ruled out foul play. The Angels were to face the Texas Rangers in a four-game series opener last night. Instead, fans turned out for a vigil.
You just watch them out there doing what they love to do, and he's so young.
The Border Patrol says it's investigating what it calls disturbing social media activity by U.S. Customs and Border Protection workers. A ProPublica report yesterday said the group has about 9,500 members who have been joking online about migrant deaths, and they've made comments and posts about Latino members of Congress visiting detention centers. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Martinez.
The Aztec calendar has his Cinco de Mayo party chiseled in. The front of his house looks like it was built by the Mayans, because it was. The contents of his tacos refuse to fall from the shell. He can open a piñata with a wink and a smile. If you were to see him walking a chihuahua, it would still look masculine. Several saints share his likeness, or vice versa, depending on who you ask. Dicing onions doesn't make him cry. It only makes him stronger. He has never filled up on chips. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez Live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, hundreds of thousands of women will be diagnosed with breast cancer this year. Well, while Breast Cancer Awareness Month isn't until October, you can imagine with these numbers, breast cancer is a topic that needs attention all year round, especially during the carefree summer months when people aren't putting their health first. It impacts hundreds of thousands of people, and one in eight women will develop invasive breast cancer over the course of her lifetime. And here to talk more about it is Dr. Sharla Patterson. She's a breast surgeon with NCH Physician Group in Naples, Florida. Dr. Patterson, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm well.
Well, let's talk about radiation therapy, breast-conserving surgery, and oncoplastic techniques that have revolutionized breast cancer treatment.
They really have. You know, we've come a long way, and the pendulum has swung from every woman having breast cancer being treated with a mastectomy. Radiation therapy is the idea that gave us that we could actually save breasts and do what we call a lumpectomy. Most women call it a lumpectomy or breast-conserving surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the technology of radiation, women have much more treatment options, and we can just remove that lump, and they don't have to remove their entire breast. We do know, though, that sometimes a lumpectomy can impact the cosmetic appearance because we do remove a cavity of tissue and there's some void space in there. But our newer oncoplastic techniques combine the best of plastic surgery and breast cancer surgery to try to overcome that and minimize that dimpling and give that overall feel and shape that the breast should have.
Well, because of these, of the new technology and techniques and research that you've been doing, this really puts an emphasis on early stage cancer awareness, right?
Very much so. The less we have to remove, the less cosmetic outcome it's going to have, you know, on the woman. And earlier stage, so finding it earlier, finding it smaller, the survival is better, and your treatment options are much more numerous.
What are we looking at, you know, for women that have breast cancer? Let's say, you know, what they would expect 10 years ago, you know, with mastectomies versus a lumpectomy.
Yeah, so 10 years ago, it would be a mastectomy would be the first conversation, and reconstruction would barely be coming into play. Most would have the mastectomy, say, we're saving your life, let's just deal with this, wear a prosthesis. We've evolved now, and some women can have reconstruction, but the pendulum has swung so far that we say, you know, we don't even have to have the conversation about reconstruction or prosthesis because we can save your breast.
Yeah.
So we can localize that tumor because it's small enough, and we found it, and just take that out and leave everything else alone surgically.
Yeah. No, that's wonderful. Breast conserving surgery, as many know, been around for a long time, but recent technology like a Biozorb marker is helping to improve outcomes. Explain to our audience the Biozorb marker, if you would.
Yeah, Biozorb is such a beautiful, simple design, but it's a very small device, and it's having, as you said, a huge impact on breast cancer surgery. It's designed for women who've been diagnosed with breast cancer that are candidates for the lumpectomy or breast cancer conserving surgery. It's an implantable device, and it marks the surgical site where the breast cancer is actually removed. It looks, when you look at it, it looks like a small spiral of plastic, but it's actually made of suture material, the same suture that we use in the surgery to do the actual lumpectomy. And it works by having the surgeon place this marker in when the tumor is removed, so it's exactly precisely located where that tumor was growing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a GPS for the breast cancer. Where did this breast cancer start? So that helps our radiation colleagues to possibly better target their radiation treatments and minimize that impact of radiation on the surrounding healthy tissue.
Mm-hmm. That's a great concept and idea and innovation that has come about, Dr. Patterson, because it makes the radiation process that much more precise, and you're not doing additional damage to healthy tissue.
Exactly. And this is the age of precision, and there's just no reason not to be as accurate and precise as possible. And the Biozorb helps us do that. But not only for the treatment itself, but in follow-up of these patients. They're all going to have mammograms because we're going to watch like a hawk because we're worried about breast cancer. And this localizer, this little marker tells us, hey, it's right here. We know where to look. So all of our efforts can be focused while we're looking at that area.
Well, we're visiting with Dr. Charlotte Patterson, and she's revealing to us these new technologies that are revolutionizing the way women think about the treatment options for cancer that continues to impact millions, as we said earlier. Dr. Patterson, who should consider this type of treatment option?
The beauty of this is that any woman who's been diagnosed with breast cancer that qualifies for a lumpectomy or breast-conserving surgery, those are the women that would benefit the most from this treatment. The bottom line is that the Biozorb can help breast cancer patients have better cosmetic outcomes and radiation targeting. And personal and clinical experience has shown us that the Biozorb is not painful and very well tolerated by patients.
Well, as we said at the opening, Breast Cancer Awareness Month isn't until October, but it is a topic that needs attention all year round, and Dr. Charlotte Patterson
Absolutely.
Has been with us to update us on this needed information. As we wrap things up, because I reluctantly have to let you go, Dr. Patterson, where can our audience go for more information?
Thank you. There is a website. You can go to mybiosorb.com, and there's lots of information on there for everybody.
Well, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate you being with us. Take care.
Thank you.
Well, ladies, you know, this summer, it can be all about you, and this is really good information, and we're grateful to Dr. Patterson. I hope you got something out of this and that your awareness was spiked. Because this is absolutely key. Early detection is important in all forms of cancer, but especially in breast cancer, as we've been discussing. And when you consider that hundreds of thousands of women are going to be diagnosed with breast cancer this year, I mean, that's an incredible number. So, you know, we can be thankful for this innovative technology that Dr. Patterson was talking about that has been aimed to help women with the recovery. It impacts, breast cancer impacts thousands of people. And 1 in 8 women will develop what we call invasive breast cancer over the course of her lifetime. Now, radiation therapy, as Dr. Patterson had explained, has literally revolutionized breast cancer treatment. And because of it, many women with early stage cancer, now that's the key here, early stage cancer, so that means early detection is important, which means screenings, ladies, are most important. You know, so you need to get those mammograms on a regular basis. And I know some women are like, guys, you know, we don't like to go and do this kind of stuff, but this is critical, especially when you consider how many women are being affected by breast cancer today. And, as we say, many women with early stage cancer can be treated, and they're being treated with breast conservation surgery rather than mastectomy. I mean, it used to be so brutal when you think about it. And I remember decades ago where, you know, women were faced with no other option. But look, we just got to fix this. And then, of course, technology and the creativity of our surgeons and our medical profession has come up with these ideas in terms of reconstructive surgery, which has just been wonderful. But now, thanks to Biosorb, this Biosorb marker, where everything is so targeted and less invasive, and we're looking at not necessarily talking right off the bat about mastectomies, but a lumpectomy. So, you know, this is absolutely brilliant, and we can celebrate this. So, you know, we've come a long way. So, again, we want to encourage women, and for those that love women, that we need to get our women in for their annual checkups to make sure that, you know, we're on top of this. And that, and if you happen to get less than favorable news, you can be encouraged to know that the options have expanded. And we're not necessarily talking about mastectomies anymore. And we're grateful for all this information that Dr. Charlotte Patterson shared with us. She is a breast surgeon with NCH Physician Group in Naples, Florida.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
July 1st through the 7th, Quantum Nutrition Labs is holding our largest sale of the year, 35% off when you buy 3 or more of any dietary supplements, multivitamins, calcium, vegetarian proteins, fermented organic turmeric, and over 100 other dietary supplements all on sale. When you buy 3 or more, you get 35% off this July 1st through the 7th only. Call 888-588-7578, 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Senior editor at The Stream, Rachel Alexander, joins us now. Rachel, how are we doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, always good to have you, especially on this. I mean, we're getting all ready for 4th of July weekend, the celebration, rockets, red glare, a time for us to appreciate the freedoms that we enjoy, even as though they're being challenged, even though, you know, as we talk and you listen to these debates and what some of these Democrats are coming up with, it is quite antithetical, I believe, to what the intention was of our founding fathers.
Yeah, it's really scary listening to them. You know, they just want government in control of everything. They want to tax everyone so we can't live very well, and they want to, you know, redistribute wealth. It doesn't harken back to the founding of this country at all. It's, you know, much more closer to a socialist way of living.
Well, and the thing that amazes me is these kids who seem to be embracing this. Of course, let's understand, they've been indoctrinated. I mean, they've had to get an A in school. There's a lot of pressure for them to perform. And, of course, if these professors really believed in socialism the way they were espousing it, they would make sure all those hardworking students that got A's would suddenly, you know, have C's, because you have to have the distribution of education as well. And so we couldn't allow anybody to have an A, and welcome to the world of mediocrity, because that's what socialism gives you, right?
That's true. And, you know, these poor students, you know, they're finding that they can't get A's unless they, you know, spit back exactly what they've been told. So even though you might, you know, disagree with, you know, this politically correct garbage that schools are putting out, you're going to get penalized. You're going to get C's. You're going to get D's. You know, I had it happen to me, and I hear it's happening even worse now with the modern era of kids.
Exactly. Well, in light of the Democratic debates last week, no doubt Joe Biden took a big hit on his brand.
Yeah, and I did cover some of this in my article. Basically, you know, he is just becoming mired in all these scandals. You know, you're finding out that he praised work of the two segregationist senators that he worked with back in the 1970s. He's increasingly being called a racist. He's got this scandal-prone son who's, you know, Hunter Biden, who's all over the news for his foreign business dealings and, you know, his sleazy, you know, relationships with women. Biden went from a Democratic front runner until just, you know, this bumbling fool, it seems like. And I didn't even include in my article all this groping of women and young girls that he's got over the years.
Exactly. Well, you know, the problem is, and they said this going into it, when you've got 5 decades of service and the country has evolved so dramatically, I mean, in some cases, in just such a short period of time. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that President Obama was saying there was no way that Obamacare allowed for any illegal immigrant to have access to any kind of medical care. Joe Wilson, gutturally, I mean, kind of a knee-jerk response, couldn't contain himself, you know, called him out as a liar. And, of course, you know, here he got castigated over all that, right? And, you know, Joe Wilson was more right than not, because here we are, fast forward, what, maybe 10 years? And you've got everybody on stage in that second debate raising their hand saying yes to, you know, to medical care for illegal immigrants.
And that's because the Democrats, when it comes down to it, don't have any principles. They're all over the board. They'll have one position one year, and then a few years later, they'll, you know, have the exact opposite position, because they just sort of go with, you know, what's politically correct, and what's supposed to be, you know, politically correct today might not have been politically correct, you know, years ago. I mean, look at their positions on gay marriage. That's another issue where they used to defend, you know, the sanctity of marriage, and now they're all pro-gay marriage.
Yeah, President Obama, I think it took him maybe 18 months to evolve, right? If I remember correctly, it was measured in months in terms of how long it took him to evolve. But, you know, I mentioned when Biden looked so terribly bad in that debate, you know, all front runners get challenged. Now, the true measure is, can they bounce back? So my question to you is, can Joe Biden bounce back?
That's a real tough one, because, you know, he has been a front runner all along, and when I look and say who I think is going to end up ultimately getting the nomination, I do think it's a chance it could be him. But the Democrats have so turned against white older males that could be what defeats him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they seem to want somebody who can be able to moderate and bring, you know, I mean, a very aggressive left part of its party that is going bonkers, and try to somehow to bring it to somewhat in the middle, or some measure of an semblance of reason. I don't know. Maybe Joe Biden does, you know, he looked like he could be the guy. If there's going to be some Obi-Wan Kenobi, maybe it's not him. Maybe it's somebody else, if they can possibly do it. Otherwise, you know, you're looking Kamala Harris or Elizabeth Warren taking over. Because I don't think I think the party's over, even for Sanders. Matter of factly, I see him. He's kind of there, but he's yesterday's news.
Exactly. That's kind of the impression I'm getting. He's not going to have a chance. You know, before it was mainly just him and Hillary Clinton, the two front runners, but now he's being eclipsed by so many of these others. I mean, look how well Elizabeth Warren is doing.
Exactly.
Now, that woman, she has a way of just talking like a socialist, but she says it in such a sweet, nice tone, and it's very deceptive.
Right, exactly. Hey, I want to talk about another article you wrote about AOC. Of course, she caused a lot of rumblings about using, you know, the term concentration camps for these holding centers. And, of course, I don't know if you saw this or not, but they were showing some video, or at least photos of, you know, where she was supposedly at a fenced-off area, and they found out that it was a total phony photo-op deal that she had put together.
Yeah, and she was wearing like $700 shoes or something, and it was a white outfit, and it's, you know, supposedly, you know, right by the border, but she's just...
And she looks so sad, you know, Rachel.
Yeah,
it's so manufactured. It's like, oh, please. But,
yeah.
You know,
well, she's just a mess. This woman cannot stop saying stupid things that don't make any sense, and she's incorrect on a lot of them. She's incorrect on American history. And this one's just absolutely the most disgraceful thing she says, because it's an insult to all those people who lost their lives and, you know, their relatives who lost other relatives in the Holocaust.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not sure if you and I talked about this last time or not, but we talked about the comparative of her and Donald Trump and their ability to capture, you know, the social media angle here. And she's very good at it. She's got a good following. But the problem is there's no substance. And that's the difference between her and Trump. Trump can get the attention, but he can, you know, he can give you substance behind the tweet. Her, she just puts it out there, she gets attention, and then she gets upset because you've misunderstood what she said, or she's misunderstood herself.
That's a really good point you bring up, because, you know, the media, you know, jumps all over Trump's tweets and they write articles about them instantly, whereas AOC's tweets, they're not really getting much traction. They're just sort of, like you said, they're just sort of out there and they just kind of disappear, because she's just repeating Democrat talking points for the most part.
Yeah, exactly. Let's talk about this this other article and that you wrote about regarding Representative Steve Stockman. Give us some background. We got about 3 minutes. I mean, what happened to him, I guess, could have happened to Joe Wilson for that matter, right?
Yeah, it's really awful. He's in prison right now because all he did was help fundraise for some charities, and then those charities went into things that were perfectly legal. Like, they tried to set up a youth training center, and they sent out an educational mailer about him and his opponent in the Senate race. And basically, the prosecution just tried to floor the jury and tell them that this was, you know, illegal. And these things he did were, you know, wrongly using nonprofits. But in reality, and I covered this in my article, everything he did was perfectly legal.
And why did he get convicted? I mean, is this like another one of those things like with Dinesh D'Souza? Because Dinesh D'Souza raised the ire of the Obama administration, so then this was payback?
This is the exact same thing. They wanted to nail a very activist, popular conservative. You know, Steve Stockman was on the Drudge Report, you know, during one of his terms, more than any other member of Congress. And so what they did is they gave the jury instructions that didn't make sense. They said, you know, he broke the law if he did engaged in express advocacy with that mailer he sent out. Mm-hmm. Well, express advocacy, you have to say vote for or elect to be express advocacy. He never put that on his mailer.
So how could they convict him if that wasn't there? They already came to a conclusion in much the same way, whether it was Brett Kavanaugh or Donald Trump.
Because the jury never got the message, and I didn't, you know, see the trial, so I don't know. But I know the judge prohibited him from bringing out a lot of stuff. The judge was in the tank, you know, against him, and so the jury never heard the full story. They were confused.
And so where are we at today? I mean, he got 10 years, and how many years has he served so far?
I think he's been in there 1 year exactly. He went in, I think, last May, and he's now appealing, and he's filed a tremendous, well, not him, but his friends have filed a tremendous amicus curiae brief, you know, with prominent names all over the board, from Richard Viguerie to Tea Party Patriots, Jenny Beth Martin.
Rachel, I look forward to hearing more about this. How can the people be in touch with you?
Visit me at stream.org. You find my articles, email me, send me tips, whatever.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Hunters and